Well, we are continuing our theme week on Christmas songs.
Oh, yes.
And today, the song we're talking about is White Christmas.
White Christmas, okay,
yes.
Yeah.
So White Christmas was written by Irving Berlin for the musical film Holiday Inn, released in 1942. Since its release, White Christmas has been covered by many artists, the version sung by Bing Crosby being the world's best-selling single in terms of sales of physical media, with estimated sales in excess of 50 million copies worldwide.
Holy cow.
When the figures for other versions of the song are added to Crosby sales, the songs exceed 100 million.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot, Sarah. Yeah. People love a White Christmas.
They do. So accounts vary as to when and where Berlin wrote the song. One story is that he wrote it in 1940 in warm La Quinta, California, while staying at the La Quinta Hotel. Not the La Quinta Inn, but the La Quinta Hotel. Different.
So not the La Quinta Inn, but it was for the movie Holiday Inn?
Right. It's confusing,
right?
Not a hotel
reference. What are the Ramada? Can you squeeze the Ramada into this
maybe,
wiki corner?
Yeah, maybe. Although the Arizona Biltmore.
Maybe the Days Inn?
No, maybe. The Super 8? I don't know.
The Super 8 or the Hojo?
There could be a
Howard
lot.
Johnson.
There could be a lot.
Yeah.
So the Arizona Biltmore also claims that the song is written there. So, yeah.
You can fit more hotels into here, can't you?
The first public performance of the song was by Bing Crosby on his NBC radio show on Christmas Day 1941, just a few weeks after the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Oh, wow.
Crosby subsequently recorded the song for Decca Records in 18 minutes. He did it in 18 minutes.
He just walked in, hung his coat up.
On May 29th, 1942, and it was released on July 30th as part of an album of 678 RPM discs from the musical film Holiday Inn.
Oh, okay. All right, wow.
Six disc set.
That's big.
That is big.
It's a lot
of records. The song established that there could be commercially successful secular Christmas songs, in this case written by a Jewish immigrant to the United States. Before 1942, Christmas songs and films had come out sporadically and many were popular. However, White Christmas changed Christmas music forever, both by revealing the huge potential market for Christmas songs, hello Mariah Carey,
yes,
and by establishing the themes of home and nostalgia that would run through Christmas music evermore.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
So the song initially performed poorly and was overshadowed by another hit song from Holiday Inn, which I'm certain you're familiar with.
Yeah.
It's called Be Careful, It's My Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know that's one of your favorites.
I was listening to that on my way into work today on repeat.
Yes. By the end of 1942, White Christmas topped the Your Hit Parade chart, and it remained in that position well into the new year. In 1942 alone, Crosby's recording spent 11 weeks on the top of the Billboard charts.
Wow.
It has often been noted that the mix of melancholy with comforting images of home resonated especially strongly with listeners during World War II.
Oh, yeah.
Re-released by Decca, the single returned to the number one spot during the holiday seasons of 1945 and 1946, becoming the only single with three separate runs at the top of the U.S. charts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
The composition won the Academy Award for Best Original Song at the 15th Academy Awards. Berlin is the only Academy Award presenter and Academy Award winner to open the envelope and read his or her own name.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Is there a video? There's no video of that, is there?
Probably not. I don't know.
And it's me.
This result was so awkward for Berlin, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
That the Academy changed the rules of protocol the following year to prevent the situation from ever happening again.
Well, how did they not foresee that being a possibility?
I know, right? I don't know.
With five people nominated, you couldn't pick, like,
just
anybody else in the world?
Right.
Anybody?
Right.
Jimmy Kimmel? I mean, he'll do anything, right?
So White Christmas is the most recorded Christmas song. There have been more than 500 recorded versions of the song in several different languages. Now, there was some controversy when Elvis recorded a version for his 1957 Christmas album.
Yeah.
Berlin himself spearheaded the movement to ban it from radio stations that year.
Oh, wow.
Which many did.
Really?
Yeah. Though not all DJs supported the embargo, one disc jockey in Portland, Oregon was actually fired for broadcasting the song.
Wow.
Some truly did consider Presley's version far from family friendly.
Oh,
how far we've come with music today.
Yeah, what is in that thing? Ah, jeez.
Yeah.
Do we have that version? Do we play it?
We don't. I looked for it, but
really?
We don't have it, no.
Well, it's not because we're taking any kind of stand. We just have a lot of versions of the song.
We do.
You picked out a record to go along with your Wiki Corner on White Christmas.
So
I can't wait to hear
play
what it is.
The Drifters version
of
White Christmas.
All right, we'll do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The end is a bit of a curveball there.
The Drifters, White Christmas. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that here on Legends 102.7?
Because we were talking about White Christmas as part of our Christmas song theme week.
We sure were. Makes complete sense now. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, White Christmas is the world best-selling single.
It is the most recorded Christmas song with more than 500 recorded versions.
And it is the only single with three separate runs at the top of the U.S. charts.
Look at that. Look at that. And we mentioned right before the Wiki Corner that Mariah Carey, not to bring her up again, but I must, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, topping the Billboard Hot 100 charts at this moment, is the first song to be number one in four separate years.
Wow.
Whereas this one, White Christmas, three runs at number one.
Yep.
Yeah. But truly, a timeless song and... Yeah, and that version that we just played is in Home Alone.
Yes, always reminds me of Home Alone.
I like that.
But if you didn't like that version, there's 499 other versions for you to go check out if you didn't like that one.
Yeah, there's one that's perfect for everybody.
Some for everyone.
Folks want to learn more about White Christmas, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all right there. You are right. Have a wonderful rest of your evening.
You too.
Back tomorrow, will you, at 4:10?
Yes.
Okay, very good. We'll do it then. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Ed Smith along with traffic. We'll check your forecast with our meteorologist, Josh Nichols, in just a moment. I want to remind you about Niblack Foods. We Sarah, you and I, we both received a nice little gift.
Oh, my gosh.
From our friend Eric over at Niblack Foods yesterday. It was
our own little gift boxes.
What would you call it? A box full of spices? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it was a gift box with all different, like six different spices.
Yeah.
And really exotic, in my case, spices from countries all over the world, and I'm really excited to try them.
I hit some Somali spices, and I think that might be more exotic than anything in your box.
I had like za'atar, and I had, I don't know, there's some other ones in there. Okay. Brazilian, I think, was one. And
they really do have just about everything.
Literally anything, any kind of spice you're looking for, any kind of spice blend, anything specific.
And what's really nice about them is they're in small packs.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to need a ton of that Somali spice.
Yeah.
And you won't need a lot of the za'atar?
Yeah.
I don't think you will.
You also got some really nice bread dips.
I did get some nice bread
dips.
You're right.
Those will be good.
I know. I'm anxious to get started. If you got a foodie on your shopping list for Christmas, they have some nice little gift packs available, gift boxes available at the register.
Yeah, and I think you can create your own as well.
Yeah. So I want you to check that out. Or if you're just making food for the holidays, you need the seasonings.
Oh, I got one of those too. I got some kind of holiday like beef tenderloin rub. Special rub.
You were
thing.
Good to go. You going to do a cooking segment on the air?
I should, right?
Brought to you by Niblack.
We had a hard to do a cooking segment on the radio, but
it's the only way I could do it. Kim, Eric, and Alex, and everybody else there at Niblack Foods, wonderful at answering all your questions. Get out there, Henrietta, just off of Jefferson Road in the Genesee Valley Regional Market.